SpaceX is generating $26 billion in AI revenue, a figure that's drawing significant scrutiny ahead of what could be a record IPO. The company's IPO demand has already topped $250 billion, making it nearly four times oversubscribed before it even officially launches.
The AI revenue component is particularly interesting because SpaceX is primarily known for rockets and satellites, not artificial intelligence. This suggests they're monetizing data and computational capabilities from their satellite constellation in ways that weren't immediately obvious to outside observers.
But NYC Comptroller is saying the SpaceX IPO shows no precedent disregard for shareholders, which raises questions about corporate governance and investor protection in high-growth technology companies. When even supportive institutional investors express concerns about shareholder treatment, it suggests potential problems with the offering structure.
The broader IPO market dynamics are fascinating. SpaceX could set records for both valuation and investor demand, but if there are governance concerns from major institutional investors like pension funds, it could create market volatility that affects other technology IPOs.
Judge has preliminarily approved the $38 billion Visa and MasterCard swipe fee settlement, which represents one of the largest antitrust settlements in U.S. history. This affects every business that accepts credit cards and every consumer who uses them, so the economic implications are enormous.
The Sherman Act basics are worth understanding here. When we talk about antitrust violations, we're not just looking at market share. The Sherman Act prohibits contracts, combinations, or conspiracies that restrain trade, as well as monopolization or attempts to monopolize. In the Visa MasterCard case, the issue wasn't that they had large market shares, but that they allegedly conspired to set interchange fees at artificially high levels. Legal monopoly requires showing both market power and anti-competitive behavior that harms consumers. Market dominance alone isn't enough for antitrust liability.
The settlement could reduce transaction costs for millions of businesses, which would improve their profit margins and potentially lead to lower consumer prices. But it also raises questions about how payment networks should be regulated and whether the current duopoly structure serves consumers effectively.
Fuel price shocks are splitting U.S. airlines into distinct winners and losers based on their hedging strategies and operational efficiency. Airlines that locked in fuel costs when prices were lower are seeing significant competitive advantages over those that didn't hedge or hedged poorly.
This creates interesting investment opportunities and risks. Airlines with favorable fuel hedges should see margin expansion, while those exposed to spot fuel prices face earnings pressure. But hedging strategies can reverse quickly if fuel prices decline, so investors need to understand each airline's specific risk profile.
Qualcomm dropped sharply as NVIDIA's PC push and ByteDance deal dynamics collide. NVIDIA is targeting the Windows on ARM market that Qualcomm has dominated, while investors are unwinding gains from Qualcomm's ByteDance ASIC agreement.
The semiconductor sector is experiencing rapid competitive shifts as AI applications drive demand for specialized chips. Companies that seem to have sustainable competitive advantages are facing new competition from unexpected directions, which makes sector investing particularly challenging.
Wells Fargo's characterization of the AI sell-off as a wake-up call reflects broader concerns about valuations and implementation timelines across the technology sector. When major financial institutions start questioning AI hype, it suggests we're moving from euphoria to more realistic assessment of capabilities and timelines.
Thoma Bravo's declaration that the SaaS apocalypse is over, with half their portfolio revenue now coming from AI and agentic tools, provides a different perspective. Private equity firms typically have longer investment horizons and more detailed operational data than public market investors.
The contrast between public market volatility and private market confidence suggests that AI implementation is proceeding successfully at the company level, even as public investors become more discriminating about valuations and timelines.
MAGA Inc. is planning a $1 million per person fundraiser before a White House UFC event, which demonstrates how political fundraising is adapting to entertainment and celebrity culture. The combination of high-dollar political access with sports entertainment creates new models for political influence.
Barclays says humanoid robot commercialization is at least a decade away, citing safety, supply chain, data, and compute hurdles. This provides a reality check on automation timelines, even as the bank projects a $200 billion market by 2035.